It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I guess we're going to start this call by me apologizing to my friend, because I know we set this up yesterday, but I, like, four times today I intended to say, hey, Jim, still good for 440? All right, buddy. See you then. Jim Costa of 97 won the ticket in Detroit. He does mornings with former NFL player, Michigan alum, John Jansen. Great show. Great dude. Jim Costa joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, welcome to the show. Sorry I forgot to text you because my brain doesn't work.
Hey, guys, what's up? Don't worry about it. I took my nap. I'm all well rested. Let's do this.
And, of course, I have to do this on a Friday. It's not like your weekend started like 7 hours ago because you're a morning show. let's start with this Tigers, Guardians, ALDS. Why have the Tigers been able to make the run that they have?
It's inexplicable. I remember coming on with you guys around the deadline going, this team's not going to be able to go on a run. Me and just about everybody in the city of Detroit thought this team was dead in early August. And post-trade deadline, they had a two-man rotation, a young group that had, when all was said and done, about 12 rookies. And they did it with what we thought was smoke and mirrors, but they did the extreme example of what we've seen these analytic teams do with openers and Super Bowl pens. And they just started picking up momentum, playing matchups, and the Tigers caught fire down the stretch, and now it feels like they're invincible.
Jim, we obviously know how great Scooble is as the ace of the Tiger staff, and chance to potentially win the Cy Young here coming up in a couple weeks. Aside from him, because we know there's a chance that this thing goes five, that he'll pitch twice in the series. Who is the player that needs to step up the most or needs to have a big series if the Tiger streak is going to continue?
Well, first of all, it's not a hypothetical. Scooble's going to win. It's not going to be classe, right? I mean, this is his Cy Young Award. Sorry to break
you know what?
That.
Here's another good question. If you could only have one, because we had a host here at our station who threw out the idea of Hinch potentially winning Manager of the Year. If you can only have one, Manager of the Year or the Cy Young, and the Guardians get the other, which one would you rather see the Tigers get?
Oh, man, you're busting my stones with that one, because they both really do deserve it. The job they did at the end of the season, A.J. pressing all these buttons. So let me use A.J. Hinch as a way to answer that original question, because it all goes through the supercomputer that is his managerial might. He has played every matchup to a T this stretch. And if you looked at the key in this matchup, yes, Scooble should throw game two, confirm that today, would throw game five should it get there. Who else needs to step up? The way AJ's built this team, he's taken the pressure off all his guys. Everybody will be hand-selected to go into a favorable matchup. They use all 26 guys on the roster, and no one is asked to do anything that they're incapable of doing. So what I mean by that is the Tigers advanced by beating Houston in game two. They pinch hit Andy Ibañez in the biggest at-bat of the game. Andy Ibañez is only asked to hit lefties. They go to Andy Ibañez before the game and they say, how many lefties are in the pen? Prepare for one or two guys for one at-bat. And that's all Andy Ibañez worries about. He comes in for the one at-bat. And the guy that leaves the game, there's no ego. It's a group that trusts what the manager's doing. So no one's going to be asked to be a superhero for the Tigers. They're going to ask each guy to win one teeny tiny matchup, and that's going to cascade and add up over the course of nine innings.
Jim, how much of a conversation on your station was there about whether Scooble should start game one or start game two, which is the way it's going to be?
Yeah, I can only speak for my show. Our show had no debate at all. I didn't hear anybody push for Scooble to throw on what would be short rest for game one. And it's because the series lays out where you'd still get them twice on regular rest. And because the series sets up the way it does with off days after games one, two, and after games four, it does allow them to still manipulate the pitching staff the way they want to do it.
So, Jim, I'll go back to my original question of just who...
Wait, which one of the three that you asked him in that 30-second stretch?
I asked him two questions. He answered the one about the manager. I want to know, other than Scooble, who is the player that you think has to have a big series if the Tigers are going to continue their run throughout the playoffs?
I answered the question I wanted to answer. No, you know how that works. We've all done these interviews. If you throw two questions at an athlete, they'll answer the one that's most convenient. Yeah, you wanted me to pick Scooble or Hinch. You wanted me to pick someone other than Scooble. I would tell you, the longer these playoff series start to go, they are going to need another guy to be able to reliably pitch multiple innings in a bulk reliever role. And the guy that I would immediately look to is Reese Olson, who I think is that next starter, even if he doesn't start a game, but the next bulk reliever that should be called upon if the series goes, you know, as many as four or five games.
Jim, I don't know if you know this, but because I think you're on TikTok. I'm on TikTok now at Nick Wilson
Says. He calls it Nick Talk.
Yeah, it's Nick Talk. And I got to tell you, buddy, I tweeted something, or tweeted something. I TikToked something. I posted something about the Guardians and Tigers, and Tigers fans are like in my mentions right now. It's okay because it's inflating the views that I get. We're good with it. But there's just a hubris here. Like, is this the most confident you've seen Tigers fans in, like, 15 years? Because I got to say, a lot of chest pounding going on from your people here.
You know what it is? It's the idea when you're 17 and you're invincible and nothing can go wrong. That's exactly how it feels for this baseball team and the way the city feels. It's house money. If they lose, it's still the best season in a decade. Playoffs are back. We're getting a home playoff game at least on Wednesday. Yeah, it's a chesty crowd, I would say. I mean, when I was texting you yesterday, I'll share this. I feel like it's going to be 1-1 at worst, if not 2-0, because you got Scooble, best pitcher on planet Earth, on Monday, and this belief is there's really not a drop-off when they go bullpen days. So if they can take game one, throw the hammer game two, it's 2-0 party on Wednesday. If they lose game one, it's Scooble game two, even things up, swing games at home on Wednesday. It hasn't really entered many people's minds that they would lose this series, which is crazy given where we were 2 months ago.
So, Jim, going off of your what seems like some confidence that you also have, like Detroit fans, yeah, in this series for the Tigers, if the Guardians were to win and advance on to play the Yankees, are Tigers fans willing to accept cheering for a division rival because it's against the Yankees if they in the next round? It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If the Tigers lose, which you blew my mind with that. I didn't know that was a possibility. if the Tigers lose...
They don't do that anymore, not lately.
I know. What's losing? If the Tigers lose, we will move headfirst into Lions season, and we won't acknowledge playoff baseball.
You know, I can't really be mad about that.
That was such a beat around the bush answer.
No, because here's the thing. I have pledged that even if the Tigers beat the Guardians in this series, as long as they're facing the Yankees in the next series, I'm going to have to root for the Tigers. There's a part of me that probably will just die inside, and I'll probably just ignore baseball until next, let's say March. So there's a part of me that I think I'm right where you are.
Let me just answer this. I don't think we're rooting for Cleveland.
Hmm. Is there a rivalry between our two cities?
When it's convenient, yeah, I think so.
Like, I remember in the aughts, there was an Indians Tigers thing, but it quickly dissipated. I remember there was an Indians Twins things before that, but like, well, I don't really know who the division rivals are for either of us anymore.
Well, it kind of is a moving target, and I don't know if you saw this, but the Tigers and Guardians are meeting in the postseason for the first time ever. Now, obviously, throughout history, you couldn't. Only one team was going to make it from the division. But the idea that these two teams have played each other over 2,000 times but never in the postseason, it should be a rivalry, right? Proximity, Michigan, Ohio. You couldn't even acknowledge my co-host went to Michigan without a sour look on your face. Yeah, there's a rivalry here.
Jim, going back to the matchup, just sort of on the surface here, we know both these teams do certain things well for the Tigers with Scooble obviously being at the forefront of their rotation. That's a strength for them, for the Guardians, their bullpen. Is that the thing that worries you the most for Detroit in this series, the bullpen, or is there something else that maybe raises some red flags in terms of how these two teams stack up?
Yeah, two things for Cleveland that would concern me if I allowed myself to be concerned. It would be one, yes, Class A, no doubt about it. I mean, the Tigers have a ton of comebacks in them. They're a scrappy team, but he doesn't allow any of that. So that's first, you can't find yourself trailing in the eighth, the ninth inning, the high leverage stuff, because Class A, while not the Cy Young Award winner, is a hell of a pitcher. And then the other one is he always kills us. He kills everybody in the division. It's Jose Ramirez. I mean, A.J. Hinch has shown this season even. He'll just throw up the four fingers. I'm not letting him beat us. But if there's traffic on the bases, if you can't swap out a pitcher because he hasn't faced the three-batter minimum, Jose Ramirez is the stuff of nightmares for everybody in the Central.
You know, you're such a nice guy, and you're coming on my show, and that's fair. You know, we got a series going on here. You're a little cocky. I'm starting to feel the need and the urge to lock in a Game 1 Guardians win over your Motor City Kitties there, Jim. You're jamming me up, and I'm going to jam you back.
I think you're projecting a little bit. I sense some fear from Clevelanders.
Oh, now we're doing armchair analyst. Now
you know
really...
what it is? He heard your segment last week about
which one,
whether or not you'd rather face Detroit or Houston.
Yeah, I said bring on the Tigers, fella.
He did. He said bring on the Tigers. So
why
he's
would
not...
you say that?
Why? Well, because the Tigers weren't the Astros.
He likes things getting clipped and used against him on social media.
Yeah, that too.
Nick, why would you say that? That just seems so silly. Like, I can't explain to you. This team is a freight train. You don't want to mess with this.
We've won two playoff games.
Like... hold on. They've won 31 of the final, whatever it was, 43 games to close the season.
Sorry, buddy. How many of those were against the Rockies, A's, White Sox, and other teams that sucked?
Plenty were against the Royals and the Orioles, who both made the playoffs. They also took a series against the Yankees during this crazy, ridiculous
Guardians
stretch.
Guardians didn't do that.
I'll give you one.
Okay, I'll take the one.
All right, real quick here. I am trying to change baseball with this microphone, with the pressure that I put on the powers that be. When expansion comes, can I get you behind a Guardians, Tigers, Reds, and Pirates in all geographically relevant rivalry division?
Yeah, I'm down. Is the collective spend from those four teams going to be $100 million?
I believe the Tigers are going to have to be capped because they might be the one franchise that actually hits north of 100.
No, but I don't know if you realize. I know you guys have done this radio before. I wish your team would spend more money. The Tigers' payroll for the wild card roster was a combined $18.8 million.
That doesn't sound great.
No, it's all young dudes. It's rookies. It's guys who haven't even hit, like in the case of Scooble, true arbitration or true free agency. It's as lean a team. Javi Baez, who thankfully is not on the playoff roster, makes more than the rest of the playoff roster.
Jim?
Sounds like a John Fisher wet dream to me.
Jim, I said it a week ago, and I'm going to say it right now to your face. Bring on the Tigers.
Mm. I'm sorry you did that. I'm sorry to Cleveland that you did that. Guys,
we don't learn at the station, Jim. We don't learn. A couple years ago, I was doing the Cavs thing, and I said, bring on the Knicks. We had a host here who said, bring on the Yankees a couple years ago.
The Knicks were good. The Yankees were good. They're just a cute little story.
Well, the Tigers were hot, but now they're hot and good. You can't be a team that's hot exclusively and rally the way they did from death's doorstep to get to the postseason. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, they're pitching, they're running, they're playing good defense, they're doing all the hallmarks of playoff baseball. I wouldn't want any part of this hot baseball team or this good baseball team.
I remember my first beer. And, you know, people say when people think of hot and good, they think of Nick Wilson and they think of Jim Costa. Be good, buddy.
Thanks, Jim.
Be good, guys.
Oh, I did it again. God bless. And I did it to my fan, my buddy. I almost said fan.
I did it, Jim. My biggest fan. I did it.
God bless it.
My biggest fan in Detroit, Michigan.
I am Michael Martinez in this radio right now. Great stuff with Jim Costa on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If you guys haven't listened to his show, he is awesome. Him and John Jansen, great together. 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We got the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.